Ice Follies is a free community festival where artists engage with the frozen landscape. And they create work that endeavors to get people thinking about the lake, culture, art, and how art can open up conversations about ecology, community, history, explained Sharon Switzer, executive director of the Near North Mobile Media Lab, one of this year's festival presenters. Ice Follies began in 2004. So, this is the 11th edition over 20 years, because it is held every other year, Switzer noted. It was actually Dermot Wilson who started it. He came from southern Ontario and looked at the lake and thought it was the most amazing canvas to work with. For anyone who didn't grow up with this experience of ice fishing and frozen lakes, the idea that you could just walk on a lake is spectacular. It is a totally different way of experiencing something you thought you understood, added Switzer. This year's theme is The Ice is Slippery, which some artists are engaging with in terms of climate change. Other people are thinking about it in terms of risk or taking care of community. It is a pretty open-ended kind of theme, as they always are, and they always have to do with the lake, explained Switzer. Ice Follies always pulls from a pool of talented artists, but this year's pool is predominantly local. Often artists come from across the country. This year we focused locally and somewhat regionally, but mostly locally because of North Bay's centennial. So, as a nod to the centennial, in order to help celebrate, we're looking at the amazing skill, craftsmanship, and artistry that we have right here at home, noted Switzer. Curious to find out what Ice Follies is all about, friends Lorna Rick and Rose Borrow took to the frozen water of Lake Nipissing to get a closer look at the artist's installations carefully laid out on the ice. It is a beautiful day, and it is also great to see local artists display their work. It speaks to the pride and joy we have living in the North, and being able to appreciate it, shared Lorna Rick, who admires the concept of displaying large works of art on ice. I think it is great, there should be more of it. You can see a lot of work has gone into this, and it is a great place for artists to showcase their work. The experience did not disappoint Rose Borrow, who attended the festival for the first time. I think it is great. I look forward to seeing future Follies. Traditionally, the festival is held just off the shores of Lake Nipissing, near the government dock. However, this year the festival has expanded to include another city lake. This year we're doing some activities on Trout Lake. Next weekend, on the 15th and 16th of February, at 7 on Trout Lake, we'll have two different artworks that are just like 1 hour each. One is a sit-around-the-fire listening party with artists who have created listening compositions where they recorded the ice. Then Hyperboreal is doing an audio-video experience where people can wander with wireless headphones and listen to the audio in the midst of a video projection on the lake. Every artist has something different in mind when it comes to generating an interactive response. At David Chop's display, two towering plywood trees stand connected by an illuminated rope, surrounded by black and white cubes. I know he is hoping people will sit on the blocks and contemplate. There are actually ribbons out there that people can tie to add to the piece. And Denise Ducharme made a little bench out there. Her goal is for people to sit on the bench and take in the beauty of Lake Nipissing. AI voices recite Instagram hashtags about Lake Nipissing. Blurring the line between digital and lived experience, the installation explores our longing for connection and the unsettling ways technology reshapes human intimacy, according to the program. Opening night attracted an estimated 500 people. On opening night, Onmitoxi animated all of their structures. They did a performance piece and invited people into each structure for storytelling for an interactive experience. They will be returning on Family Day to animate those spaces again, shared Switzer. We also have a community choir on Family Day, where they will get people to sing together and teach them how to do multi-part chorales and sing. Programs explaining the various works can be picked up at the entrance to Shabajizik Beach, Lake Nipissing, near the Ice Follies sign beside the government dock. The free art festival is available for people to enjoy day or night, 24 hours a day until February 21. People are also encouraged to attend Frozen Frames, an Ice Follies retrospective celebrating Ice Follies through the lens of photographer Liz Lott. The retrospective features one image for every artist since 2004. The W.K.P. Kennedy Gallery will host the show until March 8. For a complete breakdown of Ice Follies, go here.